Maharaj, can I ask a personal question?
Question?
Yes. I hope it's not too personal, but I was going to ask, at any time in your life, were you on intellectual plane and then moved to the plane of bhakti, or your whole life you were into bhakti?
When I began my study in college, after passing the matric standard, at that time I came to I had some association with some intellectual students, and also while I was reading the logic and other things, empirical, deductive, all this. I remember at that time my faith was in God was disturbed for some time. And during that time I thought, what should I do then? Suppose there is no God, how to go on with this life? What activity should we take then? I thought, as much as possible, I shall try to live for others, helping others in any way I shall do. But again, when I read the philosophy in B.S. standard, Hegel's philosophy, then Descartes, Martineau, Mill, Hume, all these things, gradually, intellectually, I regained my faith in God. It is not impossible. The other argumentative parties are also there. They say it is possible. God may exist. So that you removed my temporary disbelief.
কিছু
সম্পর্কে বলেছিলেন একবার যে আমার দাঁত
যন্ত্রণা
হয়েছে আচ্ছা But after a year, a great revolution came in me. When I was a fourth-year student, from a slight point, one boy talking with me, he told that my father was a gentleman of this type. I at once opposed. What do you say? Your father is a gentleman. This is not a happy remark. A father, a gentleman, not an ordinary person, a third person. He was a beard father. You say he was a gentleman of this type. He told, yes, of course, I should not mention in that way. But yet it is so. In this life, I have come as his son. And in the next life, where shall I go? I do not know. And in previous life also, where I was, I also don't know. So for the time being, I was his son, and he was my father, a gentleman like relation, but more than not permanent. He told like that. But he did not talk much. This remark pierced into my heart, and I began to think, what is this? Is it true? It is true. Then where I was and where I shall have to go? I had infinite, in the relativity of infinite, I am living, no position, no shelter. How I am guided? My future is uncertain. What to know? This was so much intense that I lost myself in this. There's the examination of the graduates 3 months after. I can't give my attention to my studies. My friends, they come and they press me to to read the book. I can't concentrate there in this way. I did Omikal Pratisa. Then at that time, that very boy gave me one book on Nimai Charitamrita, Chaitanya Dev. I got his life and teachings. It was just like nectar to me. And he is this converted into me in this side. Before that also I was a student of Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam. My family was engaged in that, in the discussion and reading of the Shastra, of different types of Shastra, always going on in our house talk, a big family. About 15 members, 15 male members in the family. My father's were four brothers, and my elder uncle, he had five children, all grown up 20 years more than me. And so many ladies also, so houseful, so are all mostly all Sanskrit scholars. So I was born and brought up in a big Pandit family, scholars family, Sanskrit, etc. Puran, Bhagavatam, Gita, Chandi, Sriji, different types of culture there. But anyhow, this Chaitanya, their life and teachings of Chaitanya saved me, and I drank it at full belly. I was converted. Converted from there. Then so I was converted. A great change in my life. And I was at that time 23 age at that time. I did much penances also. Did not eating, no sleeping, no eating, no rain, no winter, no summer, everything. I'm not caring for anything. In this way I passed. And they used to take to eat also, sometimes cow dung. Sometimes this bitter leaves of neem to control the tongue. All these things, sometimes this pranayama yoga. Many things I did at that time. Then gradually, my father left us, and the burden of the family came on my head. Gradually, and then went to read this joint law classes. After 1 year, then the non-cooperation movement came of Gandhi. I left college and joined them. Mom came in 21. Then three years passed in the non-cooperation. Then after non-cooperation, I joined. My mother also died, and I joined Gaudiya Math. Three brothers, one brother at service, another two brothers were students. Some property there was. And they were not in poverty. Anyhow, I left everything and joined Gaudiya Math. 1926, August, I came in connection with Gaudiya Math. And 1927, by April, I joined Gaudiya Math after 6 months or so. From thence I am here. First I was posted near Kurukshetra, Delhi, but then towards Madras side, 3 years, then Bombay side, and then all India. Preacher. And there was a proposal, suggestion of Guru Maharaj to go to the West. I told you he will have to spend money, much, but I won't be able to show any progress in work because I can't follow their intonation. Still you can mark. You say something I can't follow. What is this? What is this? I say. So, those I have got some defects. I can't understand the intonation. At the same time, I have not a mind nature to mix with anyone and everyone. So, I won't be able to show any progress of what they are. If you order, then I must have to go. But Guru Maharaj sent another gentleman, the founder of Gauriya Sangha, A.B. Bhakti Saranga Goswami, who in England gave Harinam to one lady, and her name was Vinod Bani, and she established in her home a center of Gauriya Math. And still it is her daughter, Paras, there, and the Gauriya Math is there, under the administration of Bhagavayar Math, Vinod Bani Math. Vinod Bani Gauriya Math in London, somewhere.